Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Good morning. It is a beautiful morning. Sunrise spectacular over the city here. Larry Richard with anchorman Paul Rasmussen. And the big news of the day in the world is the process of peace apparently is underway in Gaza and Israel. And joining us is Rabbi Yisrael Altin, who we have reached out to many times over the past few years. Rabbi, good morning.
Good morning, Larry. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, sir, or Rabbi. I didn't imagine that this would happen, and it began on the second anniversary of the Hamas attack on Israel. I know you and certainly our Jewish community have very close ties and wanted to get your reaction to what's taking place today.
Yes, it is indeed. I mean, as long as we see this actually happen, I don't believe Hamas until we see the reality, but let's hope that this actually happens, that that the living hostages are all released in the next couple of days, and the deceased, the murdered, will be returned for proper burial. That's of course a great day for not just for the Israeli community, the Jewish community, but for the world at large, when 20 innocent people being held in horrific conditions for 2 years will be released back to their families. So it's definitely a joyous time. And it couldn't come at a better time. Every time is a good time, obviously. But on the Jewish calendar, we're middle of the holiday of Sukkot, which is what we refer to as the time of joy. It's the holiday of joy. So definitely a joyous time to be able to celebrate.
Rabbi, did you expect any progress in the talks with the Hamas leaders and Israel in Egypt? Were you hopeful at that time?
Larry, if they were on the other side of a negotiation with you on a business deal, not on life, would you have any hope? I think anything that happens here is a miracle. We're dealing with terrorists. We're dealing with horrific people. And I think there's no hope in them. There's only hope in miraculous things happening. Let's be honest, this is the great, joyous occasion to have 20 people coming home, but the world's not a better place as a result. There's still terrorist regime in control of Gaza, and the price that Israel is paying for this with the release of 250 worst criminals, worst terrorists in the world to be released is nothing but a shame.
That said, what do you foresee as the future in the relationship between Israel and Gaza?
You know, I'm not a political analyst. I don't know what will be. But one thing I know, as long as there's terrorists in charge, there could be no peace. I don't think this is a I'm not talking about the region now. We're talking about Israel and Hamas. This is not a peace deal. This is a deal to allow, innocent hostages to be released home and to lead to the removal of Hamas from Gaza. You don't make peace with Hamas. We didn't make peace with Hitler, and we don't make peace with terrorists. We didn't make peace with the Taliban. We figure out a way how to move forward, but this is not. I think the idea that we're creating peace here with Hamas is a dream. They're out to kill Jews, and they're going to continue to be out to kill Jews. That's just who they are.
So that being the case from your point of view, then what has to happen in the future? Let's say that this peace deal does proceed forward and there are further agreements. What must Israel do to safeguard against a new war breaking out?
Removal of all, that the only people that could be in control of Gaza could be people that are out to live peaceful lives. Peaceful lives meaning the ability to live together. You know, this I mentioned when the holiday is Sukkot. On the holiday of Sukkot in the Jewish calendar, one of the main celebrations that we do is we take four species, what's called in Hebrew, lulav, etrog, hadassah, meravos. That's a citrus fruit, a palm branch, a myrtle, and a willow branch. We bring them together and we shake. And without going into details, a little time on here, but each one of these species represent a different type of a person. Not one of these species are alike. And one of the most significant ideas of bringing these species together is the ability to get along with each other. That no matter how the other person is, we need to bring people together. In order to live a peaceful life with anyone, whether it's your neighbor on your block or whether it's the country next to you, there needs to be people that are interested in life, interested in seeing themselves live, and of course, seeing others live. And until the leadership of Gaza is our people that are looking to live such lives, there's not going to be peace. So if Israel wants to be able to live peacefully with their neighbors, if Gaza wants to live peacefully in Gaza alongside Israel, we need to see the removal of terrorist regimes and peaceful leaders taking charge.
Rabbi, we always appreciate your input. Thank you.
You're welcome. And let's hope that this is a joyous time, that this is the beginning of leading to a peaceful life for everyone in Israel and Gaza and the world around.
Rabbi Yisrael Altin, as you can tell, very passionate, Paul, and certainly respect the rabbi's situation.
Who in his position wouldn't be?
Yeah.
Right?
I wanted to hear firsthand, and we appreciate his willingness to join us. Headed into a weekend where a lot of people have Monday off, Columbus Day. So if you're one of those lucky ones having a three-day weekend, you're feeling pretty good right now. And we love in this town our runners. You know, we've got the marathon, we've got the great race, and we've got some other things. And we thought this is your opportunity before it gets too late. Troy Schooley is the man behind P3R, and he joins us via our live stream at kdkradio.com. You can see Troy, courtesy of Metropolitan Window Companies. Troy, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Larry. Thanks for having me on this morning.
I know it's a ways out, but registration, we didn't want it to sell out, so we wanted to snag you for a couple of minutes to talk about the next big run.
Yeah, the Pittsburgh Parade Day Dash, right before St. Patrick's Day Parade here in Pittsburgh. Last year, we had a sellout crowd of close to 2,500 families and kids, and it was just an awesome event. Obviously, a lot of those people stayed and joined in the parade festivities. So it's a great day in Pittsburgh. We know that we love the St. Patrick's Day Parade here, and what a great day to kick it off in the morning is running a 5K or a 1 mile with your family.
Yeah, we got the Columbus Parade tomorrow, so the next biggie. We have the Veterans Day Parade in November, and then after that, it is St. Patrick's Day. So what do people need to know? Because they really need to act now.
Yeah, like I said, last year we sold out, so sign up now. P3R.org is a way to register. We opened up registration yesterday, took a ton of registrations. It's a great sign, Larry. You know our runners here in Pittsburgh. The marathon's going to have another record year. We're expecting 50,000. The great race just had 10,000 people last weekend. So the running community here in Pittsburgh is very strong, and this is a really fun event to just participate in, whether you're going for your PR or just getting out with your family and want to get some miles in before, you know, the festivities of the parade. It's just a great way to do it. So p3r.org is the way to register now. Register now. Last year we gave away, this year we'll be doing the same thing, an unbelievably nice hoodie, St. Patrick's Day hoodie. So it's, you know, a $50 hoodie. The registration is $50. So we couldn't do it without our partners at GNC. GNC is the title partner of this event, and they support really our mission, you know, to inspire people to move and to be well. So it's a great partnership that we have with GNC in this, you know, in the St. Patrick's Day parade.
All right. Pretty easy to find, right? P3R. And
you got it.
Troy, are you going to be running this weekend? You run? You still run every day?
No, I'm not running every day, Larry. I might get out this weekend, though. It's, you know, this is actually great running weather. You know, the fall's kind of hitting us now, but runners are out there, and a lot of them right now are training for our EQT 10-miler, which is still open. We have a 10-miler and a 10K November 9th, so we'll have around 6,000 people. So I've been seeing a lot of people out on the trails getting ready for their fall, you know, 10-miler or marathon, so it's exciting.
All right, appreciate the time. Good luck. Have a great weekend.
Thanks for having me, Larry. Bye.
Troy Schooley, CEO of P3R. You were a dancer, Aaron, but were you a runner too? I'm curious.
No, I've never been a runner, but I think I remember telling you my brother, when he graduated college in April or May, he ran the marathon in Michigan, and he was the first one to kind of break into running. It was really insane to hear how he prepared, you know. I have a greater appreciation for what runners do, for sure.
That is a lot of work. Yeah. And when you talk about a marathon, obviously 26 miles and change, I seriously can't drive that far without wanting to stop for some type of refreshments.
Well, I can't think about, like, just the leg cramping. I don't even know. Talking to my brother about it, and we've heard Troy say this and other runners, it's such a mental thing. You're the only one holding yourself accountable 9 times out of 10.
Right.
Okay, get up and run 12 miles today. Run 13. You're building each time to build that endurance. It's just insane.
Yeah, we wanted to mention that because it sold out last year, so you could get a jump on things,
mm-hmm.
because it's been that popular. And I know that people that do this are really passionate about it. You have to. There's no way. You can't fake run it, right?
Right. You can't fake it. And you also can't just decide, oh, I'm just going to run a marathon. Maybe someone has, but 9 times out of 10, you could hurt yourself. So it's a skill you have to develop and work on over time.
All right. And coming up, we're going to talk about the Columbus Day Parade. You're going to meet the parade marshal, who happens to be one of our hometown heroes past. And pretty exciting because I'm excited because the weather's going to be good for them.
Right.
It's always tough on a parade day when it's raining or cold, or we've seen heavy snows.
Oof.
St. Patrick's Day Parade gets a little bit of everything.
Yes, it does.
All right, so that's coming up next. What you need to know if you want to bring the kids and family for the Columbus Day Parade in Pittsburgh. Heading into the weekend, it's time for the annual Columbus Day Parade. And joining me is a gentleman I've known for 30-plus years, Tony Ferraro, who's passionate about this particular.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contracts. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Prevent, along with many others for the Italian-American community and really everybody else. Tony, good morning.
Good morning, Larry.
So what are the details? I know it's going to be in Pittsburgh's Little Italy, Bloomfield again. So what time and what do people need to know?
Well, we get lined up around 10 o'clock. We kick off at 11. The weather's looking promising, thank goodness. The field is good. We have a lot of music. We have a lot of dignitaries. And most importantly, we've got a great, great, fantastic person in the Grand Marshal this year, Anthony Accomando.
And Anthony joins us, and Anthony is one of our recipients of our Hometown Heroes Award for the life-changing work he has done with Service Dogs for Veterans. Anthony, good morning.
Very good morning. And the other Anthony, I refer to myself as the other Anthony, because Anthony Ferrero is the real Anthony in this town, as far as I'm concerned.
Well, we got a Tony and then we got an Anthony, or we could have two Tonys or two Anthonys. But either way, congratulations
either way.
On being the Grand Marshal, a Vietnam veteran and a proud man who served our country. Thank you for your service.
More than welcome for that, Larry. It's an honor, really, to be the Grand Marshal of the Columbus Day Parade. I mention to people when I have to tell them that I think that Tony is sort of... scratch the bottom of the barrel to come up with this Italian. It was probably a good wine. It was a wine barrel at that.
Yeah. So, Tony, the work that goes into putting on these parades, it takes a long time. I know you work months and months in advance to do this.
Well, we do, Larry. But we're blessed with a fantastic committee. We have a new parade chairman this year, and Ed Manfredi, who is the president of one of the ISDA lodges. Victory Lodge, and Ed's an energetic person. And of course, his co-chair, we all know, is Mark Mackey, Mr. Bloomfield, who never says no and is probably out right now making sure all the no parking signs are in place. And we have a lot of ISDA members and committee members that do a fantastic job and put this parade together.
Yeah, and it's sponsored by the Italian Sons and Daughters of America, ISDA, as you mentioned. And it kicks off at 11. And give us kind of the cheat code for people to want to come and enjoy. When should they get there?
Well,
where do they park?
Parking, the best parking is at the West Penn Hospital, AHN West Penn. And there's also parking along the back streets. But I would recommend, and we also have the public parking lot next to the old, the former Immaculate Conception Church. So there is plenty of parking. It's probably best to be there by 10. The grandstand is going to be set up in the former St. Joe's Church, right outside the former St. Joe's Church. And we've got an MCs. We have two MCs. We have on the street Rick DiCarlo, and on the podium is Paul Martino. And one is the announcer, and the other is the color commentator.
So Oh, my God.
We really stepped that up. Well, Ricky.
Oh, Ricky D.
Ricky does a great job.
He's the best.
Ricky D does it.
And Paul Martino.
Yeah, and Paul's been fantastic over the past 3 years. One thing I wanted to clear up, this parade would have been celebrating its 40th anniversary this year, but there were 2 years that we did not have a parade. So it's our 38th, should be the 40th, but we had to deal with the pandemic, and we had to deal with the loss of one of the committee members that the parade was canceled at the last minute. But we go back since 75. There's been a lot of great people involved. And my major job now is fundraising, not only for the parade, but for the upkeep of the Columbus Day statue, the Columbus statue in Schenley Park. So we've got a lot of work ahead of us. We have some good things going our way. I'm not going to get political, but I'm going to say that, let's go back to where it started and let's perpetuate that.
All right, Tony Ferraro and Anthony Accomando, again, congratulations. And if you don't mind, take a minute to talk about the service dogs that you're so passionate about and how can we help?
Well, the service dogs, life-changing service dogs for veterans, is an organization that raises money for service dogs, for veterans that are suffering from a variety of injuries, some physical and some cognitive, as they come back from multiple deployments, as well as veterans of wars that go back to as far back as Vietnam and even Korea. And Life Changing Service Dogs for Veterans, in partnership with Guardian Angels Medical Dogs in Florida, raises money to provide these dogs to cost about $27,000. They're provided free of charge to veterans who have these difficult problems that they're dealing with in society. And one of the issues with veterans today is the fact that 22 veterans a day commit suicide. It might be 21 or 20, somewhere around that area, but it's far too many committing suicide. And the fact that these service dogs help to mitigate these issues of uncertainty, of anger, and of looking behind their back all the time, nightmares, night sweats, instabilities in marriages because of the constant deployment and training. Our old volunteer military spends an awful lot of time training, then an awful lot of time deployment. And it places a strain on the married life as well as the individual life of the veteran. And over 400 dogs have been placed so far, and so far no suicides. Any veteran that has received one of those dogs, Larry.
That's a miracle, yeah.
And the great thing is that we're moving a little further away from wars and from conflicts. The whole notion would be to have a military strong enough to deter war. The whole notion of deterrence that kept nations safe from at least nuclear annihilation, the threat of nuclear annihilation, mutual destruction. Maybe there could be a deterrent of wars on the ground as well, although that's a huge task.
These animals are amazing, and the bond that they create, to your point, veterans with them, they save lives, Tony, and that's why you're one of our hometown heroes. PADogsForVets.org, Anthony Accomando and Tony Ferraro. Good luck in the Columbus Day Parade tomorrow in Bloomfield. Thank you, gentlemen, both.
Thank you, Larry.
Wales government says a ceasefire is now in effect and its military is pulling back as agreed in the first phase of a peace deal with Hamas.
President Trump says he plans to leave Sunday for the Middle East, where he says he'll attend the official signing of the Phase 1 agreement in Egypt and deliver an address to Israel's parliament in Jerusalem.
And we certainly hope that peace happens and continues and sticks.
Construction is underway, Larry, and the first stars are being installed on the new Walk of Fame in the Strip District.
Yeah, they're going to do this a week from Monday, where they're going to have official ribbon cutting for this first class. And Michael Keaton will be here, Pittsburgh native, who is one of the stars. And you read the list of the people that are going to be, I guess, walk all over them.
Oh, man, it's George Benson, Nellie Bly, Andrew Carnegie, Rachel Carson, Roberto Clemente, obviously Keaton, Fred Rogers, Jonas Salk, Andy Warhol, and August Wilson. What a lineup.
Yeah, that's pretty impressive.
You know, and they've got some people that aren't in that list that'll be in the second one for sure, right?
Yeah, and they had a rather large committee, and I was one of them that picked, you know, so it was a group effort. And there are many that will be, but you can't get them all in, you know, first year. A lot of people are like, what about the chief? Art Rooney, you know.
Expect to see him next time, right?
Yeah, I would think so. Yeah.
Last night at PPG Paints Arena.
Banks it forward for Malkin. Outlet pass. Springs Brazo. He's got a step. Backhander scores!
Oh, man, that was fun.
One of the newcomers, Brazo, second goal in two games, Larry. A home opener win over the Islanders.
Yeah, and Aaron, our producer, was there. How did you get to go to the home opener? You didn't tell us you were going last night.
Yeah, I found out probably a few hours before, but Vinny scored some tickets.
All right. So that means we like Vinny today.
Well, it's a good start to the it's a good start to the weekend sports-wise. Tomorrow we have Pitt at Florida State, Penn State hosting Northwestern, and then on Sunday the Steelers and Browns play at Acrisure.
A lot going on. Oktoberfest into the weekend, and we just talked about the Columbus Day Parade, and a lot of people will have Monday off, so enjoy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day and get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy Chad Powers? Or a Whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building? Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney Plus, or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney Plus and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love, every day. 18 and up only, offer valid for eligible subscribers only, terms apply.